Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Wikipedia page for Salt Bae. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Varnado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe. This is yet another guest-suggested episode by none the other but my brother, Jeffrey Teichman.
You said none the other but your brother?
That's exactly what I said.
Was that what you meant to say?
Yep.
All right. I guess we're reading another Jeffrey Teichman special.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Anybody else wants to suggest besides Jeffrey, let me know.
Yeah, let us know. Salt Bae. Nusret Gosay, born 1983. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. Nicknamed Salt Bae, is a Turkish butcher, chef, food entertainer, and restaurateur whose technique for preparing and seasoning meat became an internet meme in January 2017.
He owns Nusser Et, a chain of luxury steakhouses. As of 2021, he has Nusser Et branches in Turkey, Greece, the United States, the United Kingdom, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. The name of his restaurant chain comes from his own name, Et, which means meat in Turkish.
I've walked past the Salt Bae restaurant in New York City multiple times, and it's gigantic, and it's always empty. I don't know how it stays open.
Maybe they deliver.
I don't know. I've heard it's a pretty crappy restaurant.
Why are you throwing shade? What's your problem?
You're going to find out. Early life. Nusret Gosay was born in Pasali, a village in Senkaya district of Erzurum province, to a Kurdish family. His father, Faik, was a mine worker. The family's finances forced him to leave school in the sixth grade, aged 11 to 12, to work as a butcher's apprentice in the Kadıköy district of Istanbul.
Career. Gosay visited several countries, including Argentina and the United States, between 2007 and 2010, where he worked in local restaurants for free in order to gain experience as a cook and restaurateur. After his return to Turkey, Gosay opened his first restaurant in Istanbul in 2010 and later opened a Dubai restaurant in 2014.
In January 2017, he became more widely known as Salt Bae through a series of viral internet videos and memes that show him suavely cutting meat and sprinkling salt, such as Ottoman steak, posted on his restaurant's Twitter account. The post was viewed 10 million times on Instagram, after which he was dubbed Salt Bae due to his peculiar way of sprinkling salt, dropping it from his fingertips to his forearm and then onto the dish. Due to the viral exposure gained from this post, Goche's profile has expanded enormously, and he has served a wide range of celebrities and politicians from around the world. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you don't do the trite Salt Bae move on your TikTok anymore.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now, let's get back to some Salt Bae stuff. Is something interesting supposed to happen?
You're gonna find out.
All right. Critical reception. Despite the international fame, early professional reviews in 2018 of his New York City steakhouse were generally negative. The New York Post's Steve Quoxo called the restaurant, quote, public ripoff number one. And Joshua David Stein, writing in GQ, called the steak mundane and the hamburgers overcooked. Other critics described the dishes as, quote, oversalted as they are overpriced. The, quote, meat was tough, with gobs of fat and gristle, and severely lacking in flavor. And that, quote, finishing a meal there constitutes some kind of personal victory over your own body and instincts and mouth. Reviewers described the dining experience as, quote, overpriced.
Are you interested now?
What, he just can't cook? He got internet famous and he can't cook.
Yep.
No, that's
whole meme.
That's it. That's really funny. That's the internet, though. That's for real. People get what they deserve. You make him a hero, he opens a restaurant, and it's terrible.
That's kind of how it goes. However, for entertainment, reviewers were more positive. Eaters Robert Sietsema states, if you're intent on judging New York's new branch of Nusret only as a steakhouse, you'll probably be disappointed. If, on the other hand, you appraise the place as dinner theater, you will find it satisfying, but only if Salt Bae is in the house.
Controversies. In December 2017, Goche was criticized for a photo taken in 2016 in which he posed in front of and mimicked a photo of former President Fidel Castro of Cuba. In September 2018, Czech internet personality Hines Tesnikova became a victim of a failed fire show in the Nusret Steakhouse in Istanbul, resulting in 35% total body surface area burns. Several other guests also faced less serious body burns. That same month, Goche was criticized by U.S. Senator Marco Rubio and the Miami City Council after President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela had a meal at his restaurant in Istanbul.
In November 2019, four of Goche's former employees accused him of getting a share of their tips. They alleged that they were fired from his New York restaurant when they tried to ask him questions about the tips. A trial was set to take place to investigate the issue until Goche reached a settlement with his former employees and paid them $230,000. Explaining why he had fired them, he said, I was not satisfied with the performance of the four employees. Since they were fired, they acted with the feeling of, look what we are going to do to you, and put forward these tip allegations.
In late September 2020, his restaurant in Boston was ordered to close by public health officials several days after it opened due to violations of COVID-19 safety standards. It reopened in early October 2020. In October 2021, Goche came under scrutiny from the British media over a £37,000 bill for a meal at one of his UK restaurants.
£37,000 for one meal.
Maybe the person was like eating a small hatchback.
Perhaps. In December 2022, after the 2022 FIFA World Cup final between Argentina and France, Goche was again the focus of online criticism after joining the Argentine players on the field post-match, disturbing the players, biting their medals, and even handling the trophy, a gesture reserved for winners and heads of state. As a result, FIFA launched an investigation into Goche's actions during the final. I forgot about that.
What the heck is he doing?
I don't know.
Personal life. Gochi has been involved with charitable work, such as building a school in his hometown of Erzurum. According to a social media post shared on Instagram by Gochi, he had built a library, a guest house, a mosque, an English education center, and a computer laboratory in his hometown. That's cool.
Maybe he feels guilty.
Or maybe he's just a nice guy and he's just goofing around. Maybe he just knows he's terrible and he's just charging people because they'll pay it.
That's pretty much exactly how it is. Yeah.
Weird.
Are you now happy that you did this article?
It's okay. I mean, I would think that I would have been fine without it.
Well, I'd like to thank my brother, Jeffrey Teichman, once again for suggesting this article.
Oh, no. Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Salt Bae. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your bae.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.